fellowship of the citizens above, may the King of angels bring us all. Amen. God announces in the Garden of Eden Adam and Eve's consequences for their choices.
They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at that time, of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to me, she gave me the fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly shall you go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." And to the man he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you are taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return."
Story. star shone bright up in the east. Bethlehem, the wise men three, came many miles and journeyed long for you. And to this place in which you were, the frankincense and gold and myrrh, they gave to you and cried out, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I know you came to rescue me. This baby boy will grow to be a man one day, die for me and you. My sins were tied to the nails in you, and my cross was my cross too. Still there.
God promises to Abraham that by his descendants all the nations of the earth will obtain blessings.
The angel of God spoke from heaven a second time to Abraham. I swear God's sure word, because you have gone through this with this and have not refused to give me your son, your dear, dear son, I'll bless you. Oh, how I'll bless you. And I'll make sure that your children flourish like stars in the sky, like sand on the beaches, and your descendants will defeat their enemies. All nations on earth will find themselves blessed through your descendants because you obeyed me.
Let us sing together in the bleak midwinter, verse 1 and 2. The prophet announces the birth of a king to a people in darkness.
The people who walk in darkness will see great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and his peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen.
Let us sing together, "Lo, how a rose ever blooming," verse 1 and 2. The king is coming and will usher in a reign of justice for the poor and peace for all God's creation.
A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Let us sing together, "What Child Is This?" verse 1 and 2. The angel Gabriel announces to the Virgin Mary that she will give birth to God's promised Son, whose kingdom will never end.
The birth of Jesus foretold In the sixth month of the angel, Gabriel was sent by God to the town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found a favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come to you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Against the backdrop of emperors and taxes, Jesus Christ is born.
At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral homes to register for this census. Because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them.
Thank you.
The shepherd go to see the Savior of the world and find him lying in a manger.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
Wise men follow a star to find the child Jesus, the King of the Jews.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people in Israel.'" Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child, and when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too." After this interview, the wise men went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Now we are going to have the communion, and I just want to remind you, God so loved the world, and God gave the only Son to all the people. No matter you are baptized or not, no matter what church you belong, or what denomination you belong, if you are willing to receive God's communion, you are welcome to join. And you may find the offering plate at both sides. And all the offering we present tonight will go to Loaves and Fish Ministry and Disaster Relief Fund, which means we are helping in this Advent season. We are helping people in our local community and beyond. See, the table is set, the food is prepared. We gather to share this holy meal. Do this and remember me. Come and eat this bread and take the cup. it will fill you all with my memory. Do this and remember me. And when your journey is long and all your strength is gone, when you wonder if my spirit is there, and though the world is cruel and evil forces roll, I will be with you. I will be with you forevermore. Though I go away, remember my friend. I will see you again when in heaven we'll meet. Do this and remember me. Go and share the bread and offer the cup. There will be enough for all who believe. Do this and remember me. Do this and remember me. Let us pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us, gathered here. God, we have hope, peace, joy, and love in you. God, bless each one of us and bless these elements, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, so that we may be the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood, that we may shine your light in our life, in our word, action, and deed. God, bless this gift and bless each one of us. Amen. all the great mystery of the Incarnation.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Thank you.
body or in your soul. And after the worship, you may pick up your poinsettia with you and take it home with you. Let us bless one another. A child has been born for us. From a stable in Bethlehem, our Savior has come. Amen. Tell the word, treasure the story, ponder it into your heart. Rejoice, rejoice, Christ has come.
Amen.
Merry Christmas. Now let's sing together, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Please light the, let's have the light all the on. And with this song, Go Tell It on the Mountain, I may say, you can dance. Let's sing together.